Hello and welcome back to the Diva with Grace podcast. I am Diva by name, not by reputation.
And I'm Grace. It's a popular him and I'm a popular her.
Another week. How you feeling?
Another week, another day, another dollar. I've been saying that a lot lately. Another day, another dollar. Hustling for the dream and the dollar.
Another day, another $100. How about yeah. that? You guys still on that money tip, guys. Always and yes. forever. So today's a calming episode.
Yeah.
A relaxing episode. We're talking about sleep and rest.
And why? How important it is.
Yeah. So, two things. I've been reading Arianna Huffington's The Sleep Revolution.
Ooh.
So sleep has been top of mind. And I also yes. had someone reach out to me, one of my cousins. She's 19, the sweetest girl, hardworking. She's just overwhelmed with life and school and family and obligations and work. And I'm like, God, you sound like my friends in their 30s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to tell her it gets better, but I'm like, you sound like
it's
all my friends and people in their 40s and 50s and so on. And I was just thinking, it's such an epidemic. Like, no one gets actual quality sleep. Even if you're getting 8 hours, is it 8 hours of quality sleep?
Right.
And it's just, it touches on so many things we've touched on. It's just about, it's another form of self-care, guys, basically. Sleep.
It is.
And it's the easiest thing to implement, yet it's so challenging for everyone, and it's so
yeah.
crazy. But I should mention that I have been so good about not sleeping with my phone in the room.
I know, I was just gonna say that you mentioned that.
Magical.
Yeah.
You guys, you have to do it. I just give it a week would be ideal, even like a few days. I'll be, you know, really full transparency here. There was a couple of mornings I had, quote unquote, had to have my phone on me for my alarm because I had to be up somewhere by 8 a.m. and I didn't want to miss
right.
the deadline.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get all my morning rituals done. So I had to set an alarm for a certain time anyway. But other than that, it's just I leave my phone out in the hall and I'm like, this is it's so freeing. No laptop,
yes.
no iPad. And
oh,
I just
great.
Sleep and it's so freeing. And I've been sleeping so well.
Yes.
And I'm trying to find, welcome to your 30s. I am researching alarm clocks at the moment.
I love that.
And I'm down to two. So I'm really excited.
Are they cute?
They're cute. I mean, they're more functional. So I'm like, I realize I don't really want an annoying alarm clock either. I don't want to be woken up.
Right.
Like,
no.
But there are some like diffusers for essential oils
yes.
that are also alarm clocks. So
yes.
I'm really doing my research. Like, okay, but is this, will I hear it?
I love that.
Will I smell it? Like, will there be music? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how functional is it in my life?
I love that.
But it's been really, really good. Are you a good sleeper? Do you get enough sleep? Do you feel like, do you feel rested?
I love sleep. I love to sleep, you guys.
It's
kind of a problem.
It's not a problem.
It's not a problem. I've gotten a lot better
yeah.
at getting up at a good time, but I used to be like such a night owl. Mm-hmm. Now I just like, I'm like, I sleep when I'm tired and my body
novelty,
does not.
Right?
Well, and I can't,
some people don't.
Like if I was like really tired and it was like nighttime and some person would be like, well, just have a coffee. I would have a coffee and go to bed. Like
what?
My body is just like, no, I'm tired. Like I'm not going to process this caffeine you're giving me because I want sleep.
Yeah,
I don't want
what
caffeine.
The heck?
Yeah. So I've been known to take an Adderall and fall asleep. Like that's how much my body needed sleep.
Good. God, like you're like not even like warm milk. You're like, no, I'm just going to go to job.
Well, because I needed to stay awake for like to do some work or something.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, God, I guess I should like, you know, stay awake, like have an Adderall and some coffee or whatever. And I'm prescribed, you guys. And I just couldn't stay awake.
Yeah.
I was like, nope,
but
not
it's,
happening.
Reading this book, it's been so eye-opening. Obviously, we know the importance of sleep in your body. I think most of us know that at least. But they're saying doing anything under sleep deprivation is tantamount to being under the influence. I don't know if people really understand that. Like Tracy Morgan was in a really, really bad car accident a few years back where he was severely injured and his friend was killed. He was in a limo, I believe. They were hit by a semi truck and the driver hadn't had any sleep. Like he was just driving. And so
especially those truck drivers.
Yeah.
They just drive all day and night.
Yeah, the most culpable. And they were talking, I mean, she went on like this long chapter and I was like, this is a little depressing about pilots and train accidents, car accidents, you know what I mean? So when people are like, oh, I only go by 4 hours of sleep, that's not a badge of honor.
No, it's not.
It's reckless. And I remember in high school, I played volleyball. Like, high school volleyball was pretty chill. You just practice for a couple hours after school every day. Club volleyball was a little more intense. It was 3 times a week, where most clubs practice once, maybe twice. But once, 3 times a week, 5:30 to 10 o'clock at night. So I go from school to that practice and then go home at 10, like what, 11 o'clock, start homework, and then study if there was a test.
How did we do it as kids?
I don't know.
Like, I did similar things with theater, like that whole schedule. I don't know how I did it.
We just did it. I mean, we didn't really
think
about
it. Now I fall asleep at like 8 o'clock.
Right. Oh, girl, yes.
It's the best.
It's the best feeling. But back then it was chic. It was, you know, you're up late. Yeah. It's like, oh, I have school, whatever. Or like in college, you're like,
right,
whatever.
Like, I didn't go to bed last night.
Woo! You know, but no. But we even think about the adults in our lives. And my dad famously would say, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Like, that was his whole motto. I'm like, yeah, me too. And, you know, so many politicians and leaders and so many people just glamorize not sleeping.
I know. And it's
not so bizarre.
Healthy.
It's so not healthy. Guys.
It's also, you so guys, bad. Even if it's just, sometimes I'm like, even just for a vanity thing, like you just look better when you've gotten
so much
rest.
Better. Beauty sleep. J-Lo credits her. I mean, J-Lo's having the time of her life, by the way, side note. And she credits sleep as one of her beauty tips. So if you want to look like J-Lo, guys.
Yeah. Not
sure
she
doesn't drink
rest.
Or anything. Yeah.
She doesn't drink or anything. Thing.
No,
I mean, she doesn't have time.
No,
like when would she have time to do that?
I know, when you sleep, I'm like, you do drink less. I'm like, I don't have, you know, I try to keep commitments to people, but I'm like, what time am I meeting this person? It was like, I gotta get some sleep. I gotta go.
Yeah.
But sleep is so, you know, and I just wanted to introduce it. Not like this is going to be a whole sleep thing, but mostly talking about sleep, because we really talk about self-care here. And I know for some people, it's still something they just can't wrap their mind around, like, because they always think, you know, we mentioned it's something expensive. Sleep is free.
Sleep is free.
Completely free. And it's
isn't it nice that it's free?
It's the best. I think that's
what
makes it the best.
It's like so glorious and it's free. I'm so excited. I want to go to bed right now.
I know. Let's go to sleep right at this second. No, but it's just like we mentioned, there's so many health factors that come in play when you don't get enough sleep. And, you know, she just...
Even like...
Go for
holding
it.
On to like bloat and like weight, like I'm definitely, when I'm not sleeping enough, I'm definitely a lot more like puffy.
Body is completely different. Your mind, like the clarity, good luck. You don't know. I used to, when I didn't get enough sleep, especially in high school, I would just be so emotional, and I'd be wired, and everything was like, okay,
I'd
like
just start crying.
I'm like, I didn't get enough sleep, you know, and it's just not a great state to be in. So I'm really wanted to just kind of advocate it a little
bit. Definitely. And especially because we were talking about how it's Mercury retrograde right now. And when we had Jay of Jay Young Healing on the show last season, she talked about how we asked a question about retrograde, and she explained it in such a way that has me actually appreciating Mercury retrograde now. She said it's a time for redoing things. So like reviewing and like reevaluating, and like, and part of that is resting.
Yeah.
And you have to slow down in order to review things. Mm-hmm. Like you gotta, you know, and I've been feeling that a lot. I've sort of, even though it's, you know, everybody sort of does the whole review thing at the end of the year, I've been feeling more like that since this Mercury retrograde. I feel like my year is just beginning, because I'm still sort of processing everything that happened last year and like what actions I need to take this year in order to see growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Vanessa was saying also, our friend Vanessa Baltadano, was also saying how, like, still, she was talking about stillness.
Yeah.
Sleep is the ultimate form of stillness.
I mean, maybe death is. But I'm just kidding.
God. Yeah.
Terrible joke. No, but no, you touched on so many great points. Like, rest is so important, and it's not a form of weakness or laziness.
No.
If you have to take a rest, listen to your body, guys. And that's also another thing. Like,
if you don't know what to do, do nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Vanessa said to me. She said, and I was like, that's so true. And I, you know, I feel a lot of the time, like, I have to be, like, this hustling boss babe, like, gotta, you know, gotta be making money all the time or, like, making moves and, you know, like, putting myself out there and, like, working on my career and, like, doing this and that or whatever. Like, girl, slow down. Yeah. Like, just take a minute, take a breath. You're wasting energy if you're just, like, erratically, like, spurting it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to have your hand in a lot of pots. It's like another thing to be killing yourself in order to be like as rich as Kylie Jenner, which I've decided to let go of.
Don't let go of the dream, the Kylie dream.
Well, I don't know if that's the dream. I think I was scrolling through Instagram the other day and I saw that she threw like a $2 million 2-year-old birthday party for her daughter. And it made me want to throw up. And I was like, is this what I want to be? Like, no. I want to be able to be comfortable and take care of my family. But I feel like you do kind of have to go, you know, like reach for the moon. And if you don't,
you land
in the stars, you know, like I think especially for manifesting, I feel like we're like, the sky's the limit. Like, you know, like, well, what if you do just want some simple things in your life too?
But that's success. I mean, I think you can do both. Like there are a lot of things that I want, if you guys couldn't guess but it doesn't mean that the simple things go away. It's all encompassing.
I don't
want all of that without the simple pleasures of life.
I need to figure out how to be happy without having that yet.
The money?
You know? Just being happy now.
Can I tell you something? That's the trick.
That's the trick.
You have to be happy now. I know it's hard for people. You have to feel like as if now.
Yeah.
And that's the most challenging part.
Yeah.
And because there are some days I'm looking at my bank account, I'm like, okay, you got to catch up to where I'm at because this is not acceptable.
Right.
It's a now thing. And also, you know, it's a gratitude thing, appreciating things and just going back, manifesting and rest too. In the stillness, those are where the answers come when you're trying to manifest, whether it's money or whether it's this thing or that thing. It's quieting your mind because we do live in this go, go, go society.
Yeah.
And I know we've touched on it, social media and things like that. But there's been something nice about not really reaching for my phone first thing. Like it's a freedom. And for me, money is, I equate money with freedom. Mm-hmm. Do I like nice things? Of course. Have we met? Of course I like nice things. I drive a BMW, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? Like, I love nice things. But that being said, that's not the ultimate goal. I like my freedom in my work day, my schedule, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
And that's what money allows people. Like, truthfully, it allows you to do what you want to do.
Exactly.
And that's my main focus.
I know. I just want to do what I want to do and not have to worry about paying my bills.
I know. Worrying sucks.
That's really it.
Yeah. Those are simple things, but I think that's what most people want. People just want to enjoy their lives. But we hinder ourselves and we're not taking care of ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to have this life. Let's say you make all this money, but you're not taking care of your health physically or mentally, then it's what's it all for?
You're not going to enjoy it.
You're not going to enjoy it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, wherever you are today in life, if you're not where you think you're supposed to be, just you got to take a moment
and breathe.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's so freeing not being attached to social media.
Yeah.
And it's not just the blue light of being on the phone. We all know that keeps you up. I even had like the goggles. Like you can do the blue light thing on the phone.
Yeah.
I had these goggles. I should find them somewhere. They look insane. That block blue light. I was so serious. This is when I used to work at a company that we won't mention ever. Styling. I'd be up late styling clients. And I had to, you know, be on my laptop and I didn't want the blue light and all these things. And now I'm like, or just, you know, I'm a little pugnacious sometimes with my choices. I'm like, or just phone out. Cold turkey. Just no phone.
Yeah.
And it's the best.
Yeah. I think that's the healthiest. I'm going to try that.
Do it.
I'm
going
to get back to you next week.
And we'll look at alarm clocks together.
Yes!
We'll get matching
ones. I want to get a cute one.
I'm like, we're going to do it. I'm like, we're going to do this to my liking.
Yes.
And we always talk about the importance of morning rituals. I think a bedtime ritual is just as important.
Bookends.
Exactly.
Bookend rituals.
Bookend your day. And I think the nighttime ritual is the easiest because everyone sleeps. So you might as well make it fun. I'm like,
if you're taking care of yourself, you're sleeping.
Exactly. Pajamas.
Yeah. Oh, I love a matching pajama set.
It's like, we call it PJ Masks.
Oh, I love that.
So you have nice PJ Masks, go to bed, no light. And the easiest thing to do as well for people that can't fall asleep. I know that's hard for people. And also, I'm not a doctor. Grace is not a doctor. If you have sleep apnea or any kind of sleeping disorder, for God's sakes, talk to your doctor. I don't know anything about that. Don't come at me with that. But for everyone else, you can always read. That's a good way of kind of falling asleep. I mean, people say warm milk. There's so many. It's just weird to me, too, because so many people also would rather use sleeping pills. I know someone that I'm like, you take sleeping pills. I'm like, but how about some sleep tea? I can offer you some. No, it's like an affront, you know, to some people, like, how dare you? And I'm like, so you'd rather take sleeping pills, which I found out they only give you about 20 more minutes of sleep or something.
Really?
Yeah. But the side effects are bananas. Again, it's tantamount to driving under the influence. You have to read this book, The Sleep Revolution. Everyone needs to read it. The stories that were in this book, I'm like, it was insane. Insane. I'm like, we do this to ourselves. It's like people sleepwalking, all these things. It's wild.
I went through a sleepwalking phase when I was like a toddler, I think.
A toddler?
Or not like a toddler, that's but so like scary. Maybe I was like 4 or 5.
Oh my God, what would you do?
Nothing. I would just like, it's kind of creepy now that I think about it. I would just
saw
like
a little
walk.
Child just walk sleepwalking.
I would walk into like different rooms and just stand there.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't do anything.
Like crazy.
Crazy.
Ask mom though. Maybe there's stories.
Oh no.
Maybe I
don't want to ask mom.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She's like, I didn't want to ever tell you this, but if you're asking.
Oh
me,
God, please don't. Mom, I love you. Don't tell me anything.
Like, please. I know, like my sleep was so erratic a couple of months ago. It's I don't know. It was just like weird stuff was happening. It's like I can fall asleep. I couldn't stay asleep though. It'd just be 3 o'clock. I'm like,
And
oh my god,
that's
like,
witching hour.
That's what were you telling me that? Someone was saying that to me. I just heard that.
It's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, but it's just
they use it in movies as a bad thing sometimes, but it's not. You guys, don't be freaked out.
Wayne Dyer would say he would get up at like 3 or 4 and just write. I'm like, but I wasn't inspired to write. Per se, but I wasn't awake thinking about all the problems.
You weren't
in my
worried.
Life.
Oh, that's
no,
good.
But it's weird. But then it's more annoying because I'm just up at 3. I'm like, so I don't have anything to think about.
Yeah,
I'm just like,
you're just like, hi.
Counting sheep, you know, trying to do whatever to get back to sleep.
Oh my god!
But I've been sleeping through the night, and like, there's no flashing lights. Did you ever have a BlackBerry? I used to have a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
And the flashing red light. I was so addicted to the BlackBerry.
The flashing red light.
I would always just be, who's emailed me? Who's texted me? Like, it's really that important at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I called it my crackberry.
Yes,
isn't that what everybody called it?
I wanted it to come back. So I refused to get a touchscreen phone.
I did too for the longest
time. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Until I like literally had to get one.
And then then I had to get one. And
they don't have BlackBerries anymore.
They brought it back and I was like, oh, I can't go back to the BlackBerry anymore.
No.
I used to actually have a BlackBerry and an iPhone simultaneously.
Oh my God.
My friend's brother was like, you have 2 phones? Why? I'm like, because I can.
Yeah, because you're bougie like that. She's
I don't even
important,
know what
you guys.
I used a second phone for. I don't even remember. But I had 2 phones. For whatever reason, because I was cool.
Oh my God.
From 2 phones to no phone. No, I have a phone, but it's just, I'm like, beating a dead horse. But you guys, I actually challenge all of our listeners. I know it's going to be wild, but I won't say a week because some people are going to just lose their minds for a weekend detox, at least. Just try it for the weekend and see how you feel. And not just not sleeping with it in your room, just not being on your phone.
Yeah.
So much. And here's a cheat.
It's been so nice not to be.
It's
I have
so
not
nice.
Been on
my
phone's
on silent and on night mode at all times. We've talked about this. I'm a crazy person and I don't
care.
No,
I think it's good. I think it's good. And I've been turning off all my app notifications.
Oh, you did? Yay.
Yeah. I'm just every time something pops up, I'm like, nope, don't need to get that notification.
I think it got to a point. I had Facebook notification. Like, that was the only social media. I don't think I opted into that because I surely wouldn't have. But it'd be like so and so shared a video. Not even that they sent something
that they
to
sent
me.
It to you.
It's just like so and so did something. I'm like, oh, it's hell. So like it got to that point. I'm like, I was like, what do I care?
Yeah.
I was like, what do I actually
care?
I do not.
Poshmark's funny little sayings. Quotes. I don't even use Poshmark. I am going to start using it, but just so you guys know.
Look out for that.
Yeah.
In the show notes.
But
You're just inspired by their sassy.
I always think they're so funny.
Yeah. Well, if it brings you joy, you're like lit up right now. Then I say anything that keeps you joy. And I always tell this too for those who are just like, oh, my phone. You can leave your phone out of the room at least 30 minutes before you go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
At least give yourself that much. I believe in you.
I've been putting my phone on night mode starting at like 9 o'clock. At night, and then I don't have it go back on until like 8 o'clock.
The next morning. Forgot at one point, and then I just did not care to turn it off.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's just more fun.
So, you guys, don't try to get a hold of us at
ever.
All.
Like, don't just don't
wait I'm 3 to 5 business days for me to get back to you.
Yeah, we're connected, but we don't need that much connection.
I know we don't. Neither do you guys.
Yeah.
Go take a nap.
Naps are great too.
Naps are great. Naps are hard for me, but okay.
I'm better about it.
After this episode, I'm definitely going to practice taking
I tell
naps.
You my nap manifest. Every time I take a nap, I wake up to an audition, a book, like it's something exciting. So
wait, you guys.
Always.
Diva's taking manifestational naps.
Yeah.
This needs to be a thing.
It is a thing. I'm making it a thing.
Yes.
No, but in all seriousness, we just take care of yourself. If the very least
self care
is not
a trend,
get some rest. Yes. No cell phones. I don't have a television in my room. Like, I don't mess around. If it seems
a
little too aggressive.
Let's just take a break from electronics.
Yeah. There's just no real point. But really take care of yourselves. And, you know, it's just, I see so many people, we all are working hard towards these goals, but no one's really enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
So my goal, I guess, is just to remind you guys, take a break.
Why
take time
are we
for
here?
Yourself. Yeah. If you're not
Why are
enjoying
we doing it,
it
in
no
the
point.
First place?
It's just been things on my mind. So I just wanted to kind of share that today.
I
hope
that.
You guys enjoyed this little short amended episode because I think you guys get the point. Sleep.
Yeah. You guys got to sleep. We're going to go to sleep.
I'm going to bed right now. So
we're going to go take our own advice.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Until next time. Bye.